of June. But okay, so we were discussing the Gemara and Daf Heyomid Beis. Very interesting Gemara, very important Gemara, where the Gemara says, analyzing the position of Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva on Daf Heyomid Aleph explains that we know for certain that Bir Chametz has to take place, the Tashbisu has to take place at Chatzos and not in Yom Tov. And the reason that we know that is Rabbi Akiva Omer, this is the first of the wide lines at the bottom of Heyomid Aleph, but soon to be turning the page. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eino Tzarich, Hare Omer, Ach B'yom HaRishon Tashbisus Armi Batechem, Uksiv Kol Malacha Lo Sasu, Umatzina Lahavara Shi Av Malacha. So basically, the thrust of Rabbi Kiva's proof is that we cannot be talking about Tashbisu on Yom Tov, because Tashbisu means Tisrafu. Sreifa is an Av Malacha. Therefore, the Torah would not have required that one violate the Din D'oraisa of an Av Malacha, right, in order to accomplish the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So then the Gemara goes off, cites another position. And then on Heyomid Beis, the Gemara says, Shema Minah B'Rabbi Akiva Tlas, that there are three takeaways from Rabbi Akiva. One is Shema Minah Ein Bir Chametz Ela Sreifa, that we discussed. Obviously, he assumes that Bir Chametz is not Hashpasaso B'chol Davar, but is Al Yidei Sreifa, because otherwise the fact that Sreifa is an Av Malacha would mostly be irrelevant, right? Because all you need to do is crumble it up or throw it away or, throw it into the river or whatever it is. So the first takeaway is Ein Bir Chametz Ela Sreifa. The second one is Shema Min HaHavar L'Chalek Yatzas. There's a debate in the Gemara, how to understand why the Torah in Parshas Vayakel, why the Torah in Parshas Vayakel singles out Havara, Lo Sevaru Esh B'chol Moshvoseichem. After all, Esh is merely one of 39 of Os Malacha, right? So there are two views in the Gemara in a bunch of places. One is that Havara is L'Chalek Yatzas. They took why they chose Havara is still a good question, but Havara was singled out. Something needed to be singled out in order to highlight the individuation of the Avos Malachos, namely that if you do multiple Avos Malacha Behelam in one state of ignorance, that you'll still bring multiple Karbanos if it's Shigas Malacha, if it's Zodon Shabbos and Zodon Hayom, but it's Shigas Malacha, each shogeg will bring its own korban. That's the principle of Havara L'Chalek Yatzas. By the Torah singling out Lo Sevaru Esh, say it's as if it said that every one of the Avos Malacha, right, also has an individual character. Right, this is an interesting question. The famous discussion of the Tosas Rid, and then later, of course, the Bali Tosas and the Minchas Chinuch. Like when you give Hasra for a Malacha on Shabbos, is it enough to say Lo Sasa Kol Malacha? Or do you have to spell out the individual Malacha? Just like you have to spell out, Chelav and Da. Right? So that's the principle of Havara L'Chalek Yatzas, as opposed to the other view, which is Havara L'Lav Yatzas, that the reason Havara was singled out, Lo Sevaru Esh B'chol Moshvoseichem, is not as to exemplify the individual stature of each Av Malacha, but on the contrary, to downgrade Havara and to establish that it's only B'lav and not B'misa. Havara L'lav Yatzas. That's the other view. So that's the second takeaway. Question is, why is that a takeaway at all? And that's what we're in the middle of discussing. So I want to just finish, talk a few more minutes about that quickly before we move on to the third one. So the truth is, it's clearly puzzling, and it troubled the Rishonim already. Bishlomo, the first Shema Minah, which is Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda, then Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa. That's obvious because If you can get rid of the chametz and fulfill a mitzvah without doing a malacha, then what's the problem of scheduling it, the Torah scheduling it on Yom Tov? But this second issue, namely whether Havara is a lav or Havara is l'chalik yatzas, on the surface seems to be neutral to the question at hand. Either way, it's prohibited. And if it's prohibited, then the Torah wouldn't have scheduled it on Yom Tov. What's the difference between Havar l'lav and Havar l'chalik? So what we saw last week was that Rashi, and the first view of Tosas, suggests that what's different or what's unique about Havara l'lav or l'chalik is the shem malacha, and that the proof is a linguistic one. Namely, the Rabbi Akiva, when he formulates his view, says Havara is an av malacha. So the idea of Rashi and the idea of Tosas is that if Havara is l'lav yatzas, it's not that it remains or retains the status of av malacha, but there's no chi of misa, there's only a lav. We downgrade the onesh. In the downgrading of the onesh, also we've downgraded the stature of the iser. And therefore, linguistically, Rabbi Kiva wouldn't have called it av malacha if it was a lav yatzas, only if it was a chalik yatzas. However, second day of Tosas goes a giant step further and says, actually, there's a substantive point, not a linguistic point. And that is, if indeed Havara is le lav yatzas, then maybe it wouldn't be us or be Yom Tov at all. Only an av malacha signified by l'chalik yatza is exported from Shabbos to Yom Tov. But lavin of Shabbos that aren't av malachos, right, that aren't chayv misa, are not necessarily exported to Yom Tov to begin with. That's very mechudash. That's 2 days in Tosas here. If you look in the Or Zeruah says this even more forcefully. Same idea. But he actually, I think I mentioned last week, like what are the consequences of this second day in Tosas for a whole bunch of issues. Number one, with regard to Yom Tov specifically, what about Mechamer? Mechamer Achar Behem Tov's Belav, it's not Bimisa. But what's its din on Yom Tov? Is it Asar on Yom Tov? And what about the Essen, Shvisas Behema, Shvisas Adam, Shvisas, I'm sorry, Katan, and what about Tchumim? Right, there are all sorts of other issues. So the issue of Mechamer is actually addressed and cited by the Or Zeruah as an example of something that doesn't transfer from Shabbos to Yom Tov because it isn't really an Av Malacha. The assumption is that it's not an Av Malacha. I think I mentioned last week that the Ramban in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Nun Gimel really has two deos, whether or not, in fact, Mechamer isn't also just the different way or diluted way to do the Av Malacha in question, or whether it's a kind of Malacha or Iser in its own right. Anyways, where's the Or Zeruah? So I put it here on page one in the new Marmakomos. By the way, this is a fascinating exchange between the Tosas Rid and the Or Zeruah. Okay, pretty good. So if you see in the beginning, it's Chelek Aleph, Siman Tov Shin Nun Dalet, Tshuva Sheheshiv Harav Rabbi Yeshaya, that's the Tosas Rid, L'Rabbeinu Mechaber. Okay, it's printed in the Tshuvas of the Tosas Rid as well as in the Tshuvas of the Or Zeruah. So he addresses him, Mofes Hador, Harava Muvok Rabbeinu Yitzchok Rav Moshe, speaking to the Or Zeruah, Shalom, Shalom, Yach Bilucha, Be'enei, Bi Malachim Yamlochu, right? Vatifkad bifukudas ava viachva shalom bereus meachicha rashum biksav emes. Very nice greeting. Anyways, there's a whole bunch of questions, which is one of them. My dekashal lamar al my damar of a parakamba de psachim shmamin rabbi kiva tlas shmamin al imbir chametz ala besreifa shmamin al havar lachalek shmamin al lomrin and hol vhutra havar lsarech my naf gemina de sabad lachalek yatzas hayom tov lespe el alav. Vakati look me biyom tov. even if it's only biyomto, if only balav, right? There's still no reason why it shouldn't be asur on yomto. So it still fits in with the principle that, you know, that would demonstrate that tashbis was not on Yom Tov. V'leisi ase v'lidchi lo sase. What he's saying is, v'su isur l'lav yatzas ha'v'mukul le b'Yom Tov, right? V'ha'yom tov ase v'dochi es lo sase v'yase. Basically, what he's saying is, mimanafshach, right? If, you know, if you want to apply the din of, this is kind of a response to Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel said that the pshat in the Gemara is not linguistic, but it's also not quite as radical as the second day in Tosas either. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, the pshat seems to be that if you say havara l'chalik yatzas, then you will not say ase docha los ase. The ase of tashbisu is docha, the lav of havara. But if havara is the lav yatzas, then you will say it. So the Tosfos reader is troubled. Why? What difference does it make? In the end of the day, you know, either ase is docha los ase or not. And lest you answer that ase is not docha los ase vi ase, right? So that's true for havara l'lav yatzas, presumably, as well. So that's what bothered the Tosfos Rit. So he says, Hochi Perusho, he amr savar l'chalik yatzas, im kein hava malacha, like the first day of Tosfos, the choshuv kishar lametes al malachos to Shabbos. Avli amr salav yatzas, im kein eina av malacha, veina choshuv al malacha kishar kol malachos, ubi yom tov ksiv lo sase malacha dafka hachashuva malacha etzel Shabbos lo kaleh b'yom tov. Aval eina chashuva malacha etzel Shabbos he lo kaleh b'yom tov. He's suggesting that there is, you know, kind of a drasha here, not a drasha in the Gemara, a drasha in the Rishonim, kind of to understand this, and that is that it says lo sase kol malacha, so it's dafka malacha hachashuva malacha, which is in the parsha of Malachos, connected with the Chiyuv Misa, it says, Mos Yumas. Okay. So, Avos Shabbos, Eilokanala B'yom Tov, Deb Shabbos Ksiv Kala Osa Ba Malacha Mos Yumas, Alma Eina Chashuva Malacha, Ela Shechayavna La Misa. Vim Ein Bahavara, B'Shabbos, El Alav, Ein Chayavna La B'yom Tov, Mididahave Alav De Mechamer, Shein Lokanala B'yom Tov. So basically, what he suggests is that all the lavin that are not chiyuve misan Shabbos do not export, do not transfer into Yisra Malacha and Malchus on Yom Tov. Okay. But I think that there is another possibility, and that is, what does Rabbeinu Chananel really have in mind? Again, Rabbeinu Chananel says that if it's only Lalav Yatzas, then it's Ase Docha Lo Sase. But what basically Tosfos Rit is pointing out is, Mimanafshach, either Ein Ase Docha Lo Sase V'Yase applies here, or it doesn't. But what does that have to do with Havara, L'chalek, or L'lav? So I'd like to suggest, take a step back a little bit, is that maybe what the Rabbeinu Chananel had in mind was the following idea. Last week, I was trying to explain very briefly, because we've done it other times in discussions of pre-Moadim in particular, I was trying to explain that the relationship between Shabbos and Yom Tov is a very intricate one, very complicated one. And especially in the sense that, on the one hand, the main theme of Shabbos and Yisra Malacha, Kivo Shavas Mikol Malachto Shabar L'Kim La'asos, simply doesn't apply to Yom Tov. It's irrelevant to Yom Tov. Yom Tov is whatever the Yom Tov is. you know, Zman Cherusenu, Zman Matan Torasenu, you know, Zman Simchasenu, you know, Yom Teruah, Kiba Yom Azei Chaper Aleichem. It has nothing to do with Rabbanu Shalom Shvisa Mimalacha, right? So on the one hand, we don't understand in general where we get that, you know, that paradigm from. On the other hand, it's clear that that's where it's from. So what I was trying to explain was my view, which is that there are two dinim in Shabbos. Shabbos is both a specific Yom Kodesh, but it's also the origin and the paradigm, right, and the framework, Yom Tchila L'Mikroi Kodesh, for all Yomei Kedusha. Shabbos wears two hats. That's why in the Parsha Nemar, you know, we begin with Shabbos, and that's why it's the only Parsha, or the first Parsha, in which Shabbos is ever characterized as Mikra Kodesh. Because the whole point is that it's Tchila L'Mikroi Kodesh, just like we say in Kiddush. So the point is as follows. We export malachos, the Isra malacha, to Yom Tov, because that's what a Yom Kodesh looks like. Yimei Kedusha, Yom Tov is Yonek Min HaShabbos. At the same time, of course, there are differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's why the list of Ein Bein, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Elokal Nefesh Bilvad, is, you know, such a, is, in my opinion, a symbolic list. It's the embodiment of the difference. There are many differences. Chiluk Malachos is a difference. You know, Onesh, you know, is a difference. You know, there are numerous, you know, differences. So what do we mean when we say Ein Bein? So I think this is the point. The point is that Yom Tov got from Shabbos was the Tzura of a Yom Kodesh. And what it didn't get was the acuity of Kivo Shavas Mikol Malachto, Shabar Likim Lasos. And that's why every malacha independently chips away at Kedusha Shabbos and is Bechalo Shabbos, but all malachos are kind of one idea, you know, when it comes to Yom Tov. Ein chiluk malachos b'Yom Tov. Okay, so the big idea then is as follows. Number one, that explains maybe why only Av Malacha, but not other Isurim. Good. But it also may explain another phenomenon, which I don't want to elaborate so much, but I just want to touch on because of this Rabbeinu Chananel, which is right here in Pesachim. And that is the relationship between and the role of the mitzvah saseh in Shabbos and in Yom Tov. Mostly, the traditional view, the normative view, is standard view, is that there's a mitzvah saseh for Shabbos and a mitzvah saseh of Yom Tov. And the Torah uses language, tishmor, tishbos, shabbason, whichever the actual makor is, and that's debated among the Rishonim. There are plenty of makoros to go around, frankly. And the Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchos Yom Tov and in Perek Aleph Hilchos Shabbos makes it perfectly clear that both Shabbos and Yom Tov have lavin, right? Lo sasa kol malacha, kol malacha savoda lo sasu, one for Shabbos, one for Yom Tov, but they also have Essen. And that's the standard accepted view. However, it's interesting to note that there is a possibility, at least that some Amoraim disagreed and felt that whatever they do with the Psukim, that's not for now, that there is no formal counted mitzvah saseh of Yom Tov, even though it seems like they're in agreement that there is such a thing on Shabbos. So, for example, look at the next Mar Makom, Tosin Shabbos Chofei Meralv. The Gemara there is looking for support for the view that Ein Sorfen Sakadshim B'Yom Tov. Shemen Sreifa Truma Tmeya, you know, Kadshim, you don't burn them on Yom Tov. And the Gemara has all sorts of rayas. One of the rayas that the Gemara brings is that you can't do it because even though there's a mitzvah say, you know, it's ein ase, do chalos ase viase. But the Gemara has five other, you know, sources that they suggest, you know, for this halacha. So the Bali Tosis just make the point, v'im tomer hanach amaroi de la'el, the sabri diyontif los ase greida, Meaning, what's important about this is Tosus apparently understands that the Amoraim, who didn't give the answer of the Gemara of Ein Ase Dokolos Ase Viase, that they actually think that there is no Ase for Yom Tov. And then he's asking, okay, so why don't you extrapolate from here all sorts of conclusions about, you know, when you do or don't say Ein Ase Dokolos Ase, since there's only an, you know, a Los Ase and not an Ase on the Yom Tov side of the ledger. But that is a fascinating phenomenon, meaning there's no Dharmaroim who think that there's no Ase of Yom Tov. Now, there is, according to the Maharam in Tosis and Shabbos, Kuflamid Beis, and the Smak, you know, in terms of his minyan, there are those who seem to think that there's no separate minyan Ase of Shabbos either. But the general standard view is that there is. Okay, it seems to be much more evidence for the view that there's no Ase of Yom Tov, or at least no independent Ase of Yom Tov, that there's no Ase of Shabbos. And the question is why? Why should that be phenomenologically? Why should there be, according to some, both a lav and an Ase on Shabbos, and only a lav on Yom Tov? On the other side of things, let me say the following. Look at the next Mar Mokom, the Rambam says, in Perek Chaf Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Aleph, famous Rambam. This, you know, is where the Rambam seems to have anticipated, you know, a very big Chiddush of the Ramban, you know, by a century and a half. Nemra Batorah, Tishbos, Hafilu Midvarim, She'enon, Malacha Chayiv Lishbos Mehen. So this Rambam seems to say, if you take it at face value, that you violate the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos, right, tishbos, even if the behavior that you engage in is not a malacha d'oraisa per se. Even if all you are involved in, right, is shvusim d'rabbanan. Once d'rabbanan say it's asur, that comes under the rubric of tishbos. That, of course, is a big chiddush because the d'rabbanan is only a d'rabbanan. So the Ramban was well known, as is well known in Parshas Emor, you know, develops this whole idea that there are, you know, that the Aseh of Shabbos even is able to include even Drabbanans, because it's really about what I'll call the spirit of the day. It's about not violating, you know, the value of Shabbos. Right? If you technically can avoid malacha, right, but, you know, it's business as usual on Shabbos, you keep your store open with an Eruv and you find another way to, you know, keep track of the ledger, you know, of the expenses or the you know, the purchases. So in the end of the day, says the Ramban, that's a violation d'oraisa of the mitzvah seif Shabbos, because you're basically, you know, savaging the spirit of Shabbos. So the Rambam actually says that in Perek Chaf Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Aleph, unless you think this is an asmach da bialma. 2 days in the Magid Mishnah, but the Magid Mishnah quotes the Ramban. He says, oh, the Rambam is the one who anticipated what the Ramban later made, you know, explicit and famous about the Asay of Shabbos having this broad effect, including the Rabbanans. Anyways, what am I telling you this for now? What does that have to do with anything? So the Minchas Chinuch makes the Ha'ara in Hilchos Yom Tov, when he talks about Yom Tov, he just points out that it's curious that there is no parallel halacha in Hilchos Yom Tov to what the Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos. In other words, if you were to violate Shvusim, what the Ramban himself says, by the way, it's Perush on Emor, happens to be on Yom Tov. It happens to go on Shabboson, or I think the Dibur Maaseh Shabboson, or Tishmor, whatever it is actually referring to Yom Tov, not Shabbos. And clearly he applies it to Shabbos and to Yom Tov. But what the Minchas Chinuch is pointing out is you don't have an equivalent of Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Aleph of the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov. Now you could say, you know, Hilchos Yom Tov comes after Hilchos Shabbos. You know, so we already established what this kind of mitzvah say includes, and Hu Adin. You know, at least it's the sequence is okay to make that kind of argument. The Michas Chinuch wasn't having it. He was convinced that the Rambam thinks that the violation of a mitzvah say for Shvusim Drabanan is only on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. Curious, interesting. Why? If there's a lav and an asay in both, so we have two questions. According to Bali Tosis, right, there are a whole bunch of Amoraim who think that there's no independent asay on Yom Tov. Okay, number one. Number two, in the structure of the Rambam, as Minchas Chinuch, it thinks it's significant, right? The asay of Shabbos extends to Shvusim, but the asay of Yom Tov does not. The truth is, even if you look carefully, and I'm not going to do this now, at Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Yom Tov, the phraseology is a little bit different for the relationship between the lav and the asay. Why? What's going on here? Why should this all be? I'll give you another example. There is a major debate between the Rishonim regarding the mitzvah saseh of Yom Tov, whether women are obligated, right? Because they're certainly obligated in the prohibitions of Yom Tov. Are they also obligated in the mitzvah saseh? Or does that come under the rubric of mitzvah saseh, man grama nashim peturos? So it's a machlokas between the Chinuch and the Bali Tosis. The Minchas Chinuch has a very remarkable suggestion where he says that even though this is a debate in Hilchos Yom Tov, everybody will agree in Hilchos Shabbos that women are also obligated in the Aseh. Even the Bali Tosis who think that they're not obligated on Yom Tov. I've seen some Achronim who made the opposite suggestion. Mishnas Avraham and others. But even the Chinuch who thinks that there's an obligation on Yom Tov will think that there's a p'tur on Shabbos. Either way, whatever the discrepancy is, it needs to be explained. Like, what's the difference? Normally, we would think that if there's an argument, I mean, we can understand the argument. Technically, we're dealing with mitzvah seh shezman grama, right? And at the same time, the intricate connection between lav and asay is such that you'd think that whenever there's anybody's included in one would be included in the other. But either way, why would you differentiate between Shabbos and Yom Tov? And there are other such phenomena as well, other examples of this. So what I think is going on is the following. In Shabbos, the role of the asay and the role of the lav are distinct. Meaning, as the Ramban explains it, and as the Rambam clearly held or even earlier, as we're discussing, namely, the Isur Malacha, right, as a Maisa Veira, that focuses on the Lavin. And the Asay is there to preserve and to protect and to project, right, Kedusha Sayom. They have different functions. That's why there are enough gemina between them. And the relationship between them is a fascinating topic. However, the way I'm looking at it, on Yom Tov, there's an overlap between the lav and the asay. Because even the lav doesn't really make so much sense as simply an objective maisavera. Don't get me wrong. In terms of being asur, it's totally asur as a maisavera, of course. It's measured, it's the shiurim are the same, and so on and so forth. But what I mean to say is, the effect of undermining Kiddushas Hayom by doing malacha, seemingly, some of that is not transferable from Shabbos to Yontif. Because in Shabbos, it's about the theme of the day, Kivo Shavas Mikom Alachto, and in Yontif, it's not. So what exactly, you know, is going on? So in a certain respect, already the lav of Yom Tov is playing a role that is similar to the Aseh of Shabbos. Right? That's why Ein Chiluk Malachos B'Yom Tov. Because it's not each individual action as an individual chilul, you know, ksiva, bone, you know, mavir, you know, zoreya. They're all in Yom Tov, hechetimtzis, examples, applications of a single idea. That is, this is a day of rest. This is a day of focusing on spiritual things. And therefore, there's an Isur Malacha. But it's not that each Malacha is a specific slap in the face to Kivo Shavas Mikom Malachto Asher Baro Lakim La'asos. You don't have that in Yom Tov. So the idea may be that the role of the Mitzvah Saseh of Yom Tov differs from that of Shabbos. It might be more and it might be less. In some respect, it's both at the same time, meaning it's more redundant because the lav is doing a lot of what the aseh does in Shabbos. So in that sense, it's more superfluous. On the other hand, it's more prominent because even the lav is really kind of in the spirit of the aseh. So this would explain some of these phenomena. In other words, in Shabbos, there are really two ideas. One is the lav, the other is the aseh. Therefore, you have two independent minyan mitzvos. But there are quite a few Amoraim who thought that that's not true when it comes to Yom Tov. There is no separate aseh because the lav is kind of serving the function of the aseh. In similar fashion, the aseh in Shabbos is an expansion on Isur Malacha and will apply to even Shvusim Drabanan. Not necessarily in Yom Tov, because even the Lavin is already doing that. That's why it's Malacha Savoda, not just Kol Malacha. If we're talking about the role of Nashim, which is about the relationship between the Lav and the Aseh, you know, within each structure, again, it just may differ, Lekula or Lechumra, right? You can make the argument, I think, with equal, pretty much, suasiveness, right, in either direction. But at the end of the day, the bigger point is that the role of the aseh on Shabbos and the role of the aseh in Yom Tov just may be different. And that explains the language of the Rambam. It explains a lot of different things. Oh, what's it relevant to us here in Psachim for the Rabbeinu Chananel? Maybe because that's gufa, what Rabbeinu Chananel is saying. But maybe he's being tola that on avar lechalek and avar lelav yatzos. In other words, first of all, is it true, right, that I ase dochalos ase, of course, but ein ase dochalos ase viase. But is there an additional ase? So maybe the view of Rabbeinu Chananel is that if you hold avar lechalek yatzos. And then it comes from the world of Shabbos, right? And it's Av Malacha, so that carries with it also the Nase. So it's Ein Ase Dochalos Ase Viase. But if we're talking about Havara Le Lav Yatzos, maybe even in Shabbos it's not a violation of the Ase, or maybe even if it is, it's only in a violation on Shabbos, but not on Yom Tov. Even if you assume that the lav applies to Yom Tov, meaning things can carry over, but they carry over in a way that emphasizes, right, only one dimension, namely the Yom Tov part dimension, that is singular, rather than the dual, you know, idea of Shabbos. So I think that might be a way to explain Rabbeinu Chananel and others as well. Okay, so that's in terms of Shema Mina, Havara, L'chalak yatzas v'lo lav yatzas. Now let's move on to the final Shema Minah. So the final Shema Minah in Hamad Beis is Shema Minah lo amrin an hov hutra var l'tzorech hutra nami shalo l'tzorech. Right? That the din of mitoch, we're familiar with the din of mitoch. Right? There's a heter ein bein Shabbos liyantav ochol nefesh bilvad. Torah says in Parshas Bo, you know, that ach asher yachel, well, you know, you can't do malacha on Pesach, on Chag HaMatzos. Ach asher yachel ochol nefesh, hu levado yaseh lachem. There's a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai in Masechet Beitza, daf yud beis omer aleph, bar hotzas, you know, katan, you know, and Sefer Torah, right, and so on. And that is the machlokas, as the Gemara understands it, whether we say mitoch shehutra letzorach hutra shelo letzorach or not. Okay, so the Gemara here says, obviously, Shema Minah lo amrinan hoel v'hutra bar letzorach hutra shelo letzorach. Meaning, what is Rabbi Akiva's proof? It can't be that Tashbisu is on Yom Tov, because if it was on Yom Tov, and it's Ayidei Sreifa, and it's L'chalek Yatzas, right? So then there would be no excuse, there would be no justification to perform this mitzvah, which would be a violation of Yom Tov, Michil Yom Tov. What's the idea of the Gemara? If you hold Mitoch, Mitoch Shehutra L'Tzorech, Hutra Shelo L'Tzorech, then why can't you do Tashbisu on Yom Tov? Oh, and if you look at Tosas here al Atar, he adds something significant. Tosas says, Lo Amrina Mitoch, here on Hamad Beis, the I Amrina Mitoch, Shari, Afagav de Be'inan Tzorech Hayom Ktas, Hochem Hashem Mevar, Havetzorech. So this, of course, is a very seemingly innocuous line, but it really, you know, refers to a lot of history. Rashi in Beitza on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says that the din of Mitoch Shehutra L'Tzorech Hutra Shelo L'Tzorech is applicable even B'li Tzorech Klal, as long as it's not like Tzorech Machar, or Tzorech Goy, or Tzorech, Chol, whatever. So that's Rashi's view. Mitoch Shehutra L'Tzorech Hutra Shelo L'Tzorech means Lo Tzorech Klal. But the Bali Tosis, all over Shas, strongly disagree. In their view, you need Tzorech Ktas. This is Tosin Beitza, Tosis in Ksuvis, Tosin Shabbos, Tosis here in Psachim, all over Shas. Tosa says, you need Tzorech Hayom, Ktsas. What's the Ktsas? That's a big debate. Like, what's that line? You know, what constitutes Tzorech Hayom? But Tosa says that here, that if you said Mitoch, even though you need Tzorech Hayom, this would qualify. Hachem Ashi Mevayr, have a Tzorech. Okay, that's the implication of our Gemara. Okay, so the Pashtos, if you only had this Gemara, you would say that if you hold mitoch, then in theory the Torah could do bir chametz b'sreifa on Pesach. The problem is that there's another Gemara. Gemara in Dav Vav Amud Aleph, we have it here in the Mar Makomos. Gemara here on Vav Amud Aleph says the following. Again, if you're following in the Gemaras, It's the second wide line on Bava Ben Aleph. Gemara says, Omer Avinu Marava Motzi Chametz Beiso B'Yom Tov. If you find Chametz in your home on Yontif, meaning, you know, it happens, right? So on Yontif, you all of a sudden discover Chametz. Kofa Lavasakli. So you should cover it up. you should, you know, put a an object, a utensil, on top of it. Amar Rava, imshal hekdeshu eino tzarech. By time a mivdo bedili mine. If it belongs to, if the chametz is also hekdesh, then we're not worried that people are going to eat it, and you could just leave it there and deal with it afterwards on Chol HaMoed or after Yontif, as the case may be. From Yerubam Rav, Chamtza Sholachri, Osu L'mechitza Asara Tvachim, Mishum Heker, V'im Shal Hekdesh, Eino Tzarech, Maitama Mivdal B'dili In Shemine. That's the Gemara. The simple pshat of the Gemara is that when you find Chametz on Pesach, you cover it up. And I'm not saying you engage in a cover-up, but you cover up the Chametz, right? Why can't you burn it? Why can't you destroy it? Right? That's the question. After all, what we say, in bir chametz ala b'sreifa, let's assume, so this is a question even according to the Chachamim, unless you assume it's Gemara Zalibin Rabbi Yehuda, but let's even for Rabbi Yehuda, why can't you burn it? The Gemara did say on Hayamud Beis, that the only reason Rabbi Kiva thought that you couldn't do it is because why? Because we don't hold mitoch. I mean, Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold mitoch. But we hold mitoch. We paskin like Beis Hillel. Our yontif would look very different if we held like Beis Shammai and not like Beis Hillel. So why can't we, right, burn the chametz instead of being kovel of a sakli? Now you could say, okay, but maybe the mandamar of the Gemara is libe de Beis Shammai. It's like Rabbi Akiva. Maybe. But the Rambam in Perek Gimel, let's look at that for a minute, on page 3 of our new Mar Makomos. Oh, probably maybe on 4 for you. But Perek Gimel Hilchos Chametz Halacha Ches, Ram says, Afikachim lo bitol kodim vav shos, vav, umishay shulamala, matza chametz sheyedaito alav. He finds chametz after 12 o'clock on Yom Yadalad. Vahaya belibo, and it was, you know, he knew about it, v'shacho b'shas habiur, v'lo biaro, ha'reza avar lo yirov lo yimatzei. If he does bitol now, it's too late because after Zmani Suro, the fee she'eno birshuso. A kosov aso kilu birshuso, the chayv shim lo yovel matze. Chayv levaro b'chalei shim tzen. Bimatzo b'yom tov. If he found it on Yom Tov. Kofa alav kli. Adla Erev Umavaro. Right? He covers it over with a kli till nighttime and then he destroys it after Yantam. Tim Shal Hektesh, Enitzar Klichwatsalov, Kli Shakal Parshim Yemenu, etc. Okay. The Raivin is about Bayra. That's something we've seen before. We don't need to go that into that right now. What am I trying to show? The Rambam Paskins, like this Gemara and Vavam Adalef. This Gemara is, you know, pretty mainstream view. Rabbi Yehuda Rav, Rava, Rambam Paskins this way, Shulchan Aruch Paskins this way. So it's clearly not Beis Shammai. So what's the problem? Why can't you apply the principle of Mitoch and fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu on Yom Tov? Oh. So various answers are given in the Rishonim. There are a whole group of Rishonim who basically say, Inochanami, but. In other words, fundamentally, you're right. Fundamentally, you could destroy, from an Isur Malacha point of view, since we pass Kemitok, you are allowed to destroy, obligated to destroy, Chametz on Pesach when you find it on Yom Tov. However, either we're talking about an impediment midrabanan of tiltul or mukta, or if we're talking about mukta, this is a separate argument, So maybe we're also talking about a situation where there's no Daraisa violation of Bai Rabbi Matze, because it's post Bittol. I mean, you found the Chametz, but you did Bittol. So at stake is not Bai Rabbi Matze, it's only the Adin D'Rabbanan. And on the Adin D'Rabbanan, Tiltol kicks in. So that's an interesting question. Does Tiltol, does Muktzah kick in? And can it be an obstacle, right, when it comes to an Iser Daraisa, or only an Iser D'Rabbanan? But either way, that group of Rishonim are of the opinion that in principle, if we were dealing with a Daraisa, right, and if we weren't worried about the din of Muktzah, from a Malacha point of view, it would be permissible to burn the Chametz on Pesach. Look at an example at Rashi on Vav Omid Aleph. Do I have that here? I put down the Rashi. Yeah. Rashi says, Kofal of Usakli, on Vav Omid Aleph, Da lo chazi letaltule, vafuke. Because you can't get any benefit from it, and so on and so forth. It's a kind of muktza. Umiyu, what about you're going to violate Bal Rabbi Matze? Who cares about muktza? He says, Umiyu, but Bal Rabbi Yavar, the Batle Belibe, Meatmo, Kudamina, look, come on. A bodek, Tzarek, Shivatel, Belibo. The bodek is supposed to do Bittol, so let's assume he did Bittol, now he found it. So Bal Rabbi Matze has already been neutralized. Right, so what's the point? What are we even worried about at all? Why do we need even kofel of a kli? The answer is elamishum shalayishkach v'yochlenu tzar kviyas kli. Okay, we're afraid that he'll forget himself and he'll pick up the chametz and he'll eat it. So you have to cover it up. But if it were a daraisa problem, namely bal yiraya, we would permit you, even though it's muktzah, to burn it. So we're saying two things. Muktzah is not an obstacle for the Iser D'Oraisa. That's not our problem right now, but that's an interesting issue. And more importantly, the Din HaMitoch applies to Bir Chametz on Yom Tov. Good. However, if you look at the Ran, he disagrees. More important, let's look at Tosas in Ksuvas for a minute. Tosas in Ksuvas on page 3 for me. Everybody have that? Tosas Ksuvas, Zion Amud Aleph. Everybody have that? Okay, great. This is part of a massive Tosas. I just took out a little section. Tosa says, "Motze chametz betok beis adarminim beperikam of the psachim, the kofal of kli, velo sharinim lasar from mishum bitoch. Why can't you burn the chametz on the basis of bitoch? Haynu mishum the asal lasar fo midrabanan mishum muktza the asal ataltalo. The problem is in isur tiltul isur muktza, just like Rashi says." But then he adds, Havalein lomar da'ayri kishabitlu, unlike Rashi, is where he disagrees with Rashi. Rashi says it's only this obstacle of muktza only applies if the only thing at stake is a din d'rabbanan. To mikol mokom midrabbanan mitzvah l'sarfo avitzorech hayom. No, because there's still a mitzvah, even if, meaning Rashi saying, the din of mitoch, which allows heter malacha when there's tzorech hayom ktsas, will apply not only to malacha daraisa. I'm sorry, will apply not only to a mitzvah daraisa, but even to the mitzvah derabanan when there already was bittol. That's a big chiddush. The mitzvah derabanan nami sharin and hechadika lemeimar mitoch. Okay, so. It sounds like what Tosis is saying is actually two interesting points of disagreement with Rashi. One is that Muktza is Ma'akev even when there is a Din D'Oraisa at stake. Because we're talking about a case where there's no Bittol. And yet, the Isur Toltol Muktzah doesn't allow you to burn the chametz. Secondly, that the mitzvah derabanan of physically getting rid of the chametz, even after there was bitol, is enough, right, to justify mitoch. So in a way, Tosas vis-a-vis Rashi has one big kula and one big chumra. Okay? But either way, the implication of Rashi and Tosas is that certainly, if there was a din d'oraisa at stake, namely, the din of tashbisu d'oraisa, because there was no bitol, both Rashi and Tosas would agree, right, under those conditions, that if not for Muktzah anyway, for Rashi, even if there was Muktzah, that from a Mitoch point of view, it would certainly work. Tosas thinks even the Drabanan would work with Mitoch. Right? Good. The Maram Chalava disagrees. And he has a very fascinating read of the Gemara Daf Hamad Beis, Shaloka Pshuto, but he was kind of forced into it. Look at Maram Chalava, Masechet Psachim Vav Amud Aleph. What page is that? Is that on page 2? Beginning of it is on page 2 for sure, right? Okay. So, Amar Avinu Marav, Amotzi Chametz Biyontov, Kofal of Saklag. I'll try to finish up in another couple minutes. Yesh Mefarshim, Nahacha Bisha Bitlo Daito. I'm sorry. Yesh Mefarshim, Nahacha Bisha Bitlo, comma. The Su, Lo Over Bebal Yura Baimatse. Some farsim say we're talking, that's Rashi, that we're talking about Bitol. So there's no issue of Doraisa. We're only worried about pragmatically whether you're going to eat it. Says Imram Chalava, Lo Mechuvar Li Klal. I think this is totally wrong. Even if there's a Doraisa, Bal Yirah, and a mitzvah Doraisa of Tashbisu at stake, the mitzvah l'sarfo ein sarfanosa biyomtov. There's no mitzvah of sreifas chametz on yontif. The kodshim yochichu. Wow. The chsiv asaraftas anosar ba'esh. There's a mitzvah to burn nosar. Fafil hachi kaimel anein sarfin kodshim biyomtov. Trumatmea nosar. We don't burn kodshim on yontif even though it's a mitzvah. So the mitzvah of Sreifas, Davar, Shalom, Nechal, and Yom Tov, he's throwing them all in together, are not applications of Mitoch. What about, if you're going to say that, what are you going to do with the Gemara Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara Rabbi Akiva seemed to say that Rabbi Akiva doesn't believe in Mitoch. But if he did believe in Mitoch, then he would have allowed Bir Chametz and Yom Tov. But Maram Chalava is now saying that even if the Doraisa is at stake, not because of Iser Toltol, like Tosas and Ksuvas, but because of Ein Sorfin Kadshim B'Yom Tov, also Ein Sorfin L'Shem Mitzvah Chametz B'Yom Tov. Very strange comparison, frankly. Not impossible to explain, but, you know, I mean, Yom Tov has nothing to do with the particular Nosar, presumably. But here we're talking about Sreifa of Tashbisu on Chagamatzos. Okay, nonetheless, but what do you do with the Gemara Rabbi Akiva? So here's where the Maram Chalava comes up with this big Chiddush. Listen to this. Rabbi Kiva Nami de Islay ain't bir chametz el sreifa. Rabbi Kiva who holds a tashbisu sreifa umitzel sarfa omer el dein sarfim biyomtov. I alpha gav the mifarish el tamid Rabbi Kiva the Mishum de Lom Rina Mitok Shotavala Tarkuta Shalo Tarak, Bilo Anan Kaimelan Kabes Hillel, the Islay Mitok Parakama the Beitza. It sounds like in the Gemara, the only reason Rabbi Kiva didn't allow it is because he's a Beis Shammai person. But we paskin like Beis Hillel. The Stabrali, says Maram Kalava, he says it's on the base of logic. Tahid Rabbi Akiva lo poligadidon. The Gemara didn't mean it. Hey, chefshar de shavik Beis Hillel v'yavid Beis Shammai? Elohachi kama Rava. Shema minad de Beis Hillel lo amrina mitok ala bedavar sheish potzora chayom. Rabbi Akiva didn't mean, I'm sorry, Rava didn't mean Rabbi Akiva doesn't believe in mitok and Beis Hillel. He meant that Mitoch and Beis Hillel do not apply to things that are not Tzorech Hayom, and this isn't Tzorech Hayom either. Wow. Kiritan Hasan Beis Shammai Omrim, Emotzin Losa Katan, Losa Lula, Losa Sefer Torah, Beis Hillel Matirin. Amina Gemara Tzos Avanim, Kulamala Pligidasar, Delais with Tzorech Hayom. So see how far the Maram Kalava is going. He's suggesting that Sreifas Chametz is not considered Tzorech Hayom. And I'm going to show you how far this goes in a minute. I'll say it now. Even in the Hava Min of the Gemara, that the mitzvah of Tashbisu might have been, even considering the possibility of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, might have been scheduled for Yom Tov. In other words, Rabbi Kiva's chiddush is, it's impossible to say that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is scheduled for Yom Tov, right, because it's an Av Malacha. And the third Shema Mina is, and there's no mitoch. But according to Maram Chalava's reading of the words, and there's no mitoch, what it doesn't mean, he generally doesn't believe in mitoch. It means that there's no Tzorech Hayom. There's no Tzorech Hayom? Even though the Torah was mitzaveh, that this be done, dafka and Yom Tov? It's tamua. The Afagav Damrina and Hasam Tani Tana, Kamid Rab Yochanan, Vashel Gira Nosha, be Yom Tov, Ochalok, bring rise from other things where there's no heter hana, but there's still considered Tzorech Hayom, like Mevashel Gira Nosha, Alma Filo Avar L'Tzorech Hagid, Chashav Avara, L'Tzorech, Afagav Dasar Bachila Bana, Shani Hasam Da'avara Miyashari, L'Tzorech Avid Lei, El Debasar Hachi, Gloi, Lei, Isura, Bashenken Hacha, Da'avara Gufa, Asura Bahana, since he thinks that the act of Havara is Asur Bahana, even though it's a mitzvah, it's considered to be, it's inconceivable that it would ever be considered Tzorech Hayom. It's like mufka from being Tzorech Hayom. Very shocking, Maram Kalava, but very extreme. So according to the Maram Kalava, comes out that even Beis Hillel, right, even people who believe in Mitoch, would never have thought that the mitzvah of Tashbisu could conceivably be on Yom Tov. And that's the opposite extreme shita. In between, there's something very interesting, and that's the Ritva and the Shoel and the Rashba. So let me explain what they say, and then I'll pick up with this and complete it discussion next time, and we'll move on to the next Gemara as well. Let me read from the Ritva, and then I'll discuss the Rashba next time. If you look at the Ritva here on page 3, the Ritva says the following. Shema mina, lo amrina mitok shu t'lavar l'tzorach l'tunam yishol l'tzorach, is on here with base. Kos avod shu l'tzorach l'chol nefesh, hu tzorach yom tov. Kinemuchak maseket yom tov, v'bekam adukti, v'dinu. T'ilo l'beis hilal, kulu melacha, sharyim b'mitok. He says, v'hachinami, kivin shihi mitzvah shazmana b'yom tov, choshiv l'mishrei b'mitok. Like Tosis, he's trying to explain that if you hold mitoch, then the mitzvah of Tashbisu, of Chametz, would apply on Yom Tov. Right? That's why Shema Mina, he doesn't believe mitoch, because if he did hold mitoch, it would work. He's not Nenemimenu. So it doesn't matter. But if Zmano is Biyom Tov, it's like, Chachanami, Kivchi Mitzvah, Shazmano Biyom Tov, Chashav Lemishra and Bitoch, Havakilulav Latzeis, Vasefer Torah Likrosbo. Just like you're allowed to carry a lulav on Sukkos, you're allowed to do Tashbisu of Chametz on Pesach. Miu, Hashta the Kaimalon, the Biur Biudalid. Now, that wasn't happening to the Gemara, where the Gemara thought that maybe fundamentally Achbi Amarish and Tashbisu means Yom Tesvav, it means Yom Tov. The Gemara concludes that Ach B'Yom HaRishon means Yudalid, and the mitzvah of Tashbisu is on Yom Yudalid. So Bizmanenu, let's say you happen to come across Motzei Chametz, the Yom Tov, would you still apply the Din of Mitoch if there was a Bal Yiraya at stake, Doraisa? Ritva says, no. This is the big distinction. Because now, Miyahasha, the Kaimel, the Biur, really, when was he supposed to do the mitzvah? On Yudalid at Chatzos. Have a Kamila Shalom Bizmano, Sheinu Docha Yom Tov. So it's like Mila Shalom Bizmano, which is not Docha Yom Tov. Chenu Beferish Bishalmi the Shabbos. Chenu Tzati Lefnei Mori Harav, that's the Ra'ah. The Rajba says, I propose this to the Ra'ah, I propose it for the Rajba. The Hodul Advarai. The Shalokadas Rabim. Most people don't hold this way, because most people hold that if not for Muktza, you could burn the Chametz even if the Mitzvah was Yudalid. Yuka Kokiotsub Zem Motzio Kilachar Yad, Oyde Goy, the Sharila Shustraban and Shalyavarala. You can't burn it. Even if you're going to violate Bal Yiraya, according to his view, the only thing you can do is have the non-Jew get it out of his rishus. And you're allowed to do that because Sharin and Shvus Shaliyavrolav. Well, Sogi Hakashi Kafalov Asakli, Kilakamon, Dahula Mishabito, Chain Horab Osai. What is the Ritva saying with this? We'll conclude, and then we'll pick up a little bit more with the Rajma next time. The Ritva is bothered by this problem, same problem. Our Gemara Nehemiah Day seems to say that if you held Mitoch, then you would also conclude that you could burn Chametz on Pesach. That would be under the rubric of the Heter Mitoch. But the Gemara in Vav Amud Aleph says, Kofel of a Sakli, when you're Motzei the Yom Tov. What's the difference? So again, Rashi told, some of the Rishonim are saying, Muktza, or maybe it depends on, you know, whether there was Bitul or not. What they're really saying is that if there's really a chiyuv, if there's really a problem of Bal Yiraya, then fundamentally, based on Heyam and Beis, even Vav and Bedal, if you'd be able to do it. That's what that group of Rishonim is saying. Then you have the Maram Chalava, who takes the polar opposite point of view. Ram Chalava says, it looks on Heyam and Beis, like we're saying, that if you believe in Beis Hillel and Mitoch, at least, according to the Manda Amar, at least according to the consideration that Tashbisu might be on Yom Tov, right, that you could do Tashbisu B'Sreifa B'Yom Tov. But it's misleading. That's not what the Gemara really means. What they really mean to say is what they said on Vav Amud Aleph. And that is that Really, it's never considered mitoch or tzorach hayom. It's always considered like sreifas nosar. And that's also b'yom tov. It's not even like mevashel gid, you know, b'yom tov, which is permissible. It's also the gamri. And what we meant in the Gemara was not that Rabbi Akiva is alib the Beit Shammai, but the Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that according to Beis Hillel, right, Mitoch doesn't apply to the mitzvah of Sreifas Chametz. That's the other extreme. Because that's even if you hold, even according to the perspective that considers that maybe the mitzvah L'chatchila is on Yom Tov, that the word B'Yom HaRishon L'chatchila means Yom Tov. it still wouldn't be considered tzorach hayom. And then you have the Ritva, who says the following very fascinating distinction. He says the Gemara davavam ben aleph is aliba the hilchasa, where yom yadalid is the proper time to do tashbisu. There's no mitok, because like mila shelo bezmana. What do you want to do now? Yesterday's mitzvah. Yesterday's mitzvah is not mitoch. But the Gemara on Daf Hamad Beis, right, is trying to say, listen, maybe the words Ach B'Yom HaRishon refers to Yom Tesvav, refers to Yom Tov. The Gemara is calculating that maybe Yom Tov is the L'chatchila appropriate time for Tashbisu. Okay, then Ein L'cha, you know, Mitzvah San Tzorach Hayom Gadol Mizeh. But you can't compare Hayom and Beis within the Havamina, right, of Tashbisa B'Yom Tov to Vavam and Aleph, L'Halacha, where Tashbisa is Yom Yadalid. Because in one case, you're talking about doing the Mitzvah B'Zmana, and the other case, you're talking about doing the Mitzvah day late. It's onus, you didn't see it. That's the question. Question is twofold. Number one, a mitoch, what constitutes tzorach hayom? And number two, once there's a mitzvah on Yom Yadalid, how does that affect Yom Tezvah? So it's a very interesting discussion in general, where, you know, when you make a bracha on bedikas chametz, you know, if you didn't make a bedikas chametz bracha at night, do you make it in the morning? Do you make it even after Pesach? Do you make it on Yantif? All sorts of interesting discussions. Part of the interesting discussions also are, is there a mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu starting from Yom Yadalad and Chatzos? Or, and Kol Shekein, that mitzvah continues, you know, on Yom Tov? Or it's yesterday's mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of hachana and heksher. So it's only on Yadalid. You should still do it, but maybe it's you know, it's the bidyeved time, or maybe even less. Maybe just to prevent Bal Yerabai Matze. The Noda Behuda has a tshuva, I think, in Madura Kama Simen Chav, something like that, where he says it is, I think he discusses the possibility that you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu and Yom Tov at all. Where the Shagas Aryeh and the Magen Avraham think that it begins Yadalid, but it continues, and maybe it's even Kol Shekein B'Yom Tov. So this question of what constitutes Mitoch may be an outgrowth of that exact issue as well. Very interesting argument. So I want to continue next week just briefly, a little bit more, to discuss the Rambam and the Tshuva of the Rajba and the Tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. And then we'll move on to Bal Yerabai Matzeh, the Gemara and Hamad base. Okay?
Rav?
Yeah.
How did Halacha align for Pesach Sheni? Is there a Bal Yerabai and a Bal Yerabai Matzeh?
So there is no Bal Yerabai Matzeh, but the idea that during the Shechitas Pesach Sheni, that you may not be able to have Chametz around, that's a Chiddush of Rashi. And the Minchas Chinuch has a whole discussion about that, about why that's such a big chiddush. Very interesting issue. You're not allowed to eat, you know, the Pesach Sheni with chametz, that's for sure. But allowed to have any in your rishus, or even allowed to eat it. That's also debated, actually. So that's a whole discussion. A little bit in the Rishonim and a lot in the Achronim. But there's definitely no mitzvah of Tashbisu because, you know, you're allowed to have, you know, chametz in your general domain, of course. Only question is, you know, when you're actually, you know, involved with the Pesach Sheni. That's an issue.
Thank you.